Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam President. Peru is very pleased to see Finland preside over the work of the Conference on Disarmament. You can count on our full support to discharge your mandate. At the outset, I wish to reassert Peru's commitment to multilateralism, international law, and the United Nations Charter, as well as our principled belief to preserve and maintain international disarmament and non-proliferation regimes. This takes on utmost importance given the difficult international context of polarization, political fragmentation, and geostrategic competition. Whilst recalling that this conference plays a decisive role as the only multilateral negotiating forum in disarmament matters, Peru regrets the fact that the necessary consensus has not been attained, which would enable us to adopt a program of work for this year. And we would appeal for differences to be settled and to attain the necessary political will, which will enable us to move forward. Madam President, the accelerated progress of technology and science in space has given humans an opportunity to carry out increasing activities for exploitation and use of outer space. These include disaster prevention, seismic oversight, environmental protection, land management and natural resources, navigation, and even banking transactions. All of these are just some of the applications of space technology. Given this, Peru reaffirms the general interest of all of humanity in the progress and use of outer space for peaceful purposes. Similarly, we recall that this space must be exploited and used for the good of all of mankind and to the benefit of states, regardless of their level of economic and scientific development, making all of the benefits of space technology available to all. Given that backdrop, I reassert today the key role played by the CD in preventing an arms race in outer space. This is a fundamental goal to maintain international peace and security. We cannot spare efforts in undertaking actions which would deepen confidence-building measures which already exist and lead to greater transparency and information. To a large extent, we must attain new and greater alternatives to prevent an arms race in outer space and to ensure that the outer space area is free from weapons of mass destruction, bearing in mind the key responsibility of nuclear weapon states in terms of greater capacity of space action. We therefore recall that the efforts undertaken thus far are insufficient to guarantee the peaceful use of outer space. Therefore, we urge Member States of the Conference of Disarmament to bolster the existing international legal framework and to begin negotiations without delay on a legally binding instrument to prevent an arms race in outer space. This must be a vital step forward in the process to expand exploration activities and the peaceful use of that space. Peru expresses its firm commitment to attain this objective and its willingness to participate constructively in the process. In parallel to that, we renew our support to the working group set up by the UN General Assembly on reducing threats related to space through responsible norms, rules, and principles of conduct. And we support it in concluding its mandate and in sending a solid report to the First Committee next October. Madam President, Peru, since the launch of the PeruSat Peruvian satellite in 2016, began a new step in terms of the use of space technology. Thanks to information provided by the satellite images, significant social, economic, environmental, and water benefits have been obtained inter alia. These have been applied to agriculture, geology, forestry, the monitoring of illicit coca leaf crops, hydrology, the monitoring of illegal mining, security, and defense inter alia. Similarly, Peru believes that international cooperation is key to ensure outer space accessible to all and to promote scientific research and technological development around outer space. Therefore, we endorse the resolutions adopted on the commitment to not be the first to place arms in outer space and the prevention of an arms race in outer space as confidence-building measures, ensuring the preservation of a peaceful environment in outer space. Madam President, we recall the vital role that women play in conflict prevention and resolution, as well as in peace building, in step with Resolution 1325 and successive resolutions of the UN Security Council. We wish to restate our support to incorporating a gender perspective in the work of this conference, and I express how pleased my delegation is to learn of your plans to hold a special session of the CD on this topic in May. Madam President, I wish to conclude by renewing my delegation's full support to you and your team. We recognize the significant work undertaken by the General Secretary of the Conference, and we restate Peru's firm commitment to disarmament and non-proliferation. This will undoubtedly contribute to a predictable security system for all and will promote human development. Thank you very much.